This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, visit nature.com/nature/podcast.
It's hard to overstate just how important vaccines are. The idea is simple. Prep the body's immune system for particular threats. And the impacts of vaccines have been immense. The World Health Organization estimated that vaccines prevented at least 10 million deaths between 2010 and 2015 alone.
Well, in a way, we are in the golden age of vaccines.
This is Saad Omer of the Yale Institute for Global Health in the US.
There have been more vaccines available than before. There are new vaccine technologies that are coming online all the time. But having said that, there's an asterisk.
And that asterisk is a big one, because in spite of these advances, some people are refusing vaccines. When it comes to certain diseases, like measles, vaccines have been so effective that some parents may feel the risk of vaccinating their children outweighs the benefits. As a result, measles rates are rising rapidly. In the first 4 months of this year, the number of measles infections was more than three times that for the same period the previous year. Saad has written a comment piece out in this week's Nature, arguing that overcoming this problem will take more than simply making parents vaccinate their children. Reporter Adam Levy gave him a call.
Now, something that has been discussed and also tried to turn this around is to mandate vaccines, to make it actually necessary that parents vaccinate their children. But there is actually a big variety in what these mandates can look like, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Mandates come in various shapes and sizes. For example, all states and DC in the US allow exemptions from these mandates for medical reasons. 45 states allow for exemptions from these mandates due to non-medical reasons, such as religious only or religious and philosophical reasons. So there's a whole variety, both in terms of how they're implemented, what are the penalties, and how easy it is to carve out exemptions.
Now, naively, as someone who doesn't work in this field, I would have thought that the harder you make it to get an exemption, the better. But in this comment piece, you're arguing for a slightly more nuanced approach.
So, yes. For example, in California, a few years ago, they eliminated all non-medical exemptions to their state-level mandate for vaccination. And what we found was there was a bit of a replacement effect. So there was a higher rate of people filing for medical exemptions. Then some parents are seeking homeschooling and other ways of avoiding the implementation of these mandates to them altogether, and so on and so forth. There is a sweet spot that you hit through this approach.
Are there any actual risks of negative effects from making a mandate too harsh?
There's some evidence in that context. For example, this really nice study from Germany looked at this phenomenon and found that people's perceptions of vaccines can become, if they had negative perceptions, become more entrenched if you mandated a vaccine.
So what are the alternatives to mandates that should be done either instead or, I suppose, at the same time as mandates to increase vaccination rates?
The state of the evidence suggests that, to paraphrase Voltaire or more recently, Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And with the power of mandates should be exercised with deliberation and maturity and with nuance. But having said that, vaccine hesitancy or non-acceptance due to behavioral reasons is not the only reasons why children are not getting vaccinated. So mandates work best not in isolation but in conjunction with other interventions. For example, having a nuanced look at the reasons for under-vaccinations, using immunization registries and sending reminders at the population level have been very effective, for example, in Australia. And then providing vaccines, again, in communities is helpful. So that's the second step if you're thinking about mandates.
And do you think that all these approaches could turn around the trend that we've seen in vaccine uptake?
We should approach vaccine policy and vaccine interventions from a perspective that demands evidence. And if we do not tolerate suboptimal evidence in vaccine development science, we should not tolerate suboptimal evidence in vaccine communication science or vaccine policy. We don't have a choice. I think vaccines have been one of the most significant successes, not just for public health and biomedical sciences. I'm not being hyperbolic when I say as a species. And so it would be incredibly sad if we lose some of that progress. And so I guess we don't have a choice but to bring our A game to addressing some of these issues in vaccine acceptance and science.
That was Saad Omer of the Yale Institute for Global Health in the US. You can find his comment piece over at nature.com/opinion.